This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. We're going to start the show with a look ahead to Wednesday, actually. That's when the minutes from the latest meeting of the Federal Open Market Committee come out. Remember, that meeting was when they voted to raise interest rates for the first time in 4 years. And those minutes will give us more insight into how the Fed is thinking about inflation and what to do about it. Last week, we learned the Fed's preferred measure of inflation, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, hit a new 40-year high in February. But how officials, and not just the Fed, should respond depends a lot on what's causing inflation. And that's a question reporter Emily Stewart at Vox set out to answer in her latest story. Emily, good to have you on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You would think it would be fairly straightforward what's causing the inflation we're seeing, and a lot of economists, you know, claim to know. But as it turns out, it's not that simple. Why is that?
Yeah, I mean, when I set out to do this story, you know, my editor said, well, just, you know, ask what's causing inflation and what's going to fix it. And everybody that I told this to kind of laughed at me because there are a lot of things, there are a lot of things going on. And with some, you know, there's some consensus. And when some, there's really not. I mean, anybody goes to Twitter to look at economists and they spend a lot of the day arguing with each other about what's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. And so let's talk about some of the factors. I actually made a list of them because it's frankly hard to keep track. I mean, we know obviously the pandemic and the supply chain issues that caused are a big part of this. But you talk about some deeper roots to this inflation, say investment in infrastructure, for example.
Right. You know, some of the people I spoke to said, listen, a lot of this is sort of the chickens coming home to roost over the years. We know that our supply chains for years have been kind of underinvested in. We have a lot of last minute supply chains, just-in-time supply chains where everything's basically, if there's one tiny little thing out of whack, it's going to throw the whole system out of whack. And what we've seen over the past couple of years is that a lot of things can be thrown out of whack pretty quickly, and suddenly the fact that the country hasn't invested in infrastructure, that companies haven't made investments in infrastructure to make things work better, that really does eventually have a cost.
One of the big debates is, and it really, I think, sometimes boils down to sort of someone's political position, is whether this is all about the federal stimulus coming out of the pandemic that overheated the recovery, or if this is companies basically greed. They're, you know, they are charging more because they can. What do you think is behind that divide, and how much do we know about whether each of these factors is playing a role here, or how much?
As you said, a lot of this is politics. There are plenty of people who say the American Rescue Plan that President Biden signed into law when he first came into office did it. That the real problem here is the stimulus checks. And there are plenty of people that say, listen, like, it's hard to make that one-to-one comparison. If you see where inflation is happening, that's not exactly it. And plenty of people also, especially Democrats and some progressives, are arguing that it is corporate concentration, that it's corporate greed, that companies are taking a look at the inflation narrative and saying, hey, we can kind of bump up our margins a little bit more. I think what's tricky there is that, like, are some companies probably doing that? Sure. Is that causing inflation? Hard to say. Corporate concentration wasn't invented over the past 2 years.
Well, you know, part of me is wondering, does it matter that there are a lot of causes and we don't necessarily know what's playing the biggest role? The answer is that we need a lot of different tacks to try to solve this. And I wonder what you think about that. Do we need consensus?
I mean, to a certain extent, we don't need consensus. At the same time, if you don't really know what the problem is, it does make it a little bit difficult to fix. Not to say that there aren't plenty of people trying. We've seen the Federal Reserve saying that they're starting to raise interest rates, so they're going to try and take the actions that they can take, but that's going to take some time to shake out. You know, the White House is trying to kind of help out supply chains and improve trucking, but there's only so much that they can do. And, you know, one person said to me, one of the best things the White House can do is to be honest with people that this is going to take some time. At the same time, certain factors causing inflation right now, like Russia's war in Ukraine, like COVID in China, is just completely out of American policymakers' control.
What do you think the long-term implications of not getting this right could be? You know, why is it so important that we understand?
Well, I think as much as we like to say the current moment is unprecedented, it is and it isn't, right? These are problems that we don't understand now and we don't fix now, then this could happen again. And, you know, I talked to one economist who said, if you do believe that it was fiscal stimulus that did too much, in the future, that might make a Congress that is less willing to do fiscal stimulus in another downturn. And so it is important to try and figure this stuff out.
Because even if there's not a next time, there will be a next time that rhymes, at least with what we're going through.
Exactly.
Emily Stewart is a writer at Vox. Thanks for walking through this with us. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.